Over these six subunits, we will identify the set of standards necessary to establish semantic interoperability. A key requirement for semantic interoperability is to be able to understand what the other person is saying. Data elements are the building blocks for this communication, and we will discuss this topic in some detail. Terminology can be considered to be a subset of data elements. We will look at many of the more popular control vocabularies today and understand the source of those vocabularies. We will describe the use, purpose, and interrelation among the sets of control vocabularies in use today. In this unit, we will examine the problems caused by the lack of a single terminology and why that limits our goal of semantic interoperability. A fundamental problem has existed in storing and sharing health data electronically. That problem is the lack of a standard set of data elements that are completely defined with common attributes. Even within a single institution, data cannot be aggregated easily. The health information technology community has been reluctant to address this problem for many reasons, including economic pressures not to change, indecisions about what is the solution, the inability to agree on names and processes, and the lack of a decision body with sufficient clout to make it happen. There are a number of problems. One, we all speak a different language. An example, one institution had a project to create an institution-wide registry for patients with diabetes. They were unable to do so because of the absence of a common vocabulary, and they could not aggregate the data for patients across the different departments and clinics. A second case is the Joint Commission, which collects data from all hospitals, cannot do an analysis on an aggregated data set. They analyze subsets of the data and merge the analyses. The second problem is really understanding what the data says. When you say heart attack and I say myocardial infarction, are we talking about the same thing? What do you mean by angina? Is that what the patient has when she says, I have chest pain? Next, understanding what the data means. When you say elevated blood sugar, are you using the same metric as I? In a study in 2000, one researcher identified over 60 different definitions for unstable angina through a study of the literature. Another problem is understanding where the data is in the electronic record. Frequently, data cannot be found in an electronic health record, although it did exist in some place within the record. Depending on the test, the same data element may be stored in different places in the record. And another problem is understanding the context within which the data is collected. Was this lab test taken just after the patient had eaten? Was a blood pressure taken just after the patient had exercised? And we often reinvent the same words when we are trying to create a minimum data set. If we misinterpret what a word means, we run the risk of making a medical error that may result in an aggravation of the patient's condition, or even death. Semantic interoperability is the ability to share data whose meaning is unambiguously clear and precise, its context understood, and it can be used for any purpose. With true semantic interoperability, the receiver is independent of the sender. No previous agreement between sender and receiver need to be in place for semantic interoperability to occur. And additionally, we need to know how to package the data that is shared so that the receiver understands the context of the data and its relationship to other data. There are many problems that prevent us from achieving semantic interoperability. Do you say sex or gender? When you ask, do you smoke, what do you mean? Now? Last month? Last year? Last 5 years? Or ever? Do you record male, man, or boy? Humans recognize the distinction, but does a computer unless it's been taught? So what do we say when we're talking about a heart attack versus chronic heart failure versus myocardial infarction? What do we mean by moderately versus severe? What do we mean by congested, restrictive? Consider local and cultural terms. What does bad blood mean? Is HBP the same as high blood pressure? Is the same as hypertension? Is the same as essential hypertension? Is the same as benign hypertension? Is the distinction between these terms important? Which are synonyms and which are, in fact, different terms? What does fever mean to you? And what's a high fever? What do you mean by weak? How is it evidenced? Do you measure height with the shoes removed? Do you remove coats and sweaters when you measure weight? What's the patient's position when you measure the blood pressure? And if you have a blood pressure without knowing the position, how do you assimilate that data into the database? What's the patient been doing prior to the measurement? Who made the measurement, and how was the measurement made? So what do we do with all the data that currently has been collected? Do we throw it away? Or do we try to convert it to the new data elements? Or do we try to use it in its existing form and add the new data to that database? Semantic interoperability requires many different parameters to be addressed. For example, consider the term itself. How specific is the word that is used? How precise is the meaning? One person may say heart attack, which is a highly generic term covering a lot of specific problems. Someone else may say myocardial infarction, another may say heart failure. Are all of these the same? The units must match or at least be known. Is the weight expressed in pounds or is the weight in kilograms? For compound data elements such as a pap smear, what is the structure of the result reporting? How can you find the pieces of the pap smear result that you want? Fundamentally, there is no standard vocabulary in use in healthcare today. Most legacy systems are unstructured, undefined, controlled, uncontrolled narrative, or free text. Many groups are dealing independently with some terminology and data elements, but no group is dealing with all of the words that we need. And so we end up having too many solutions, which are no solutions at all. Many terminologies exist, but all fail to meet all of the requirements. Do we try to fix the terminologies that exist, or do we make a new approach? Most institutions today are not willing to commit to changing from a local terminology to a standard set of data elements because of the costs, and until a decision is made nationally that will be sustained. So until we commit to a solution, we use workarounds or mapping from our local terminology to what may be required by the reporting agencies, and this doesn't solve the problem. Most workarounds cost money, cause a loss of information, and are never up to date. So confusion begins when we try to identify what we're talking about. Now, these are different words that you will hear when talking about data elements. All of these words sort of mean the same thing, but have subtle differences. And for purposes of this discussion, we will use the words interchangeably, with the data element being the root word that we're talking about. So vocabulary, typically, it's a set of words that are used to express a concept or a thought. A controlled vocabulary means some organization has placed some constraints on the vocabulary and the organizations on a set of words, and they manage the content and are committed to the maintenance, for the most part, of that vocabulary. It's an organized list of words and phrases that are used to tag contents. And some examples include loink. Terminology is considered by most to be a synonym of vocabulary, and it's a system of specialized terms, or a symbolic representation of conceptual information, or a finite, enumerated set of terms intended to convey information unambiguously. It's a body of terms assigned to or used for a particular type of thing. It's essential for proper data storage and retrieval and requires an internationally recognized nomenclature of disease, pathology, clinical indicants, treatments, and surgical operations. Nomenclature, or sometimes called nomenclature, refers to a series of names or terms used in a particular science or art. It's a consistent, systematic method of naming to denote classifications and avoid ambiguities. The names of anatomical structures or organs of a body are usually referred to as a nomenclature. Examples include SNOMED, although we can put SNOMED in several of the different words that we are talking about. A classification is a grouping of objects into classes or a class according to some common relationship or attributes. Examples include ICD-9 or ICD-10 or ICPC. A taxonomy is the practice and science of classification, and typically the words are arranged in a hierarchical structure. They exhibit parent and child relationships. The word is currently coming into a lot of use is ontology. These are basic categories of being and their relations. It deals with questions concerning what entities exist or can be said to exist, how the entities are grouped, and how they are related within a hierarchy and subdivided according to similarities and differences. Formal representation of a set of concepts within a domain and the relationships between those concepts make up an ontology. And then finally, groupers, and this is used largely for billing purposes, but it's grouping together a set of diagnoses and procedures that require a common set of resources to administer their health care. Codes have the value of being absolute and precise. If codes are what we exchange, we cannot misinterpret. We can further relate the code to a set of attributes or characteristics, such as a preferred name or a synonym. Better yet, we can express the name in any language. The coding system itself needs to be universal, and there is a movement now for assigning codes in the future by using ISO-based object identifiers. This will prevent reusing the same code in other systems, and this is a coding scheme in which an authority is assigned that's able to assign those codes to particular objects. The coding systems are unique in the control vocabulary. In many cases, the codes attempt to carry information in their format and structure. For example, the code may show the body system involved, or the code may show linkages, or the code may relate to the name itself, such as M equal male. None of these are recommended in the new approaches. the code itself should be without meaning. It's useful to assign data elements to classes or categories, and most systems would probably use a set of categories similar to these: demographics, signs and symptoms, anatomy, physical findings, diagnostic procedures, organisms, diagnoses, medications, therapeutic procedures, adverse events, or genomics. And in some cases, a coding system will only include terms in some of these categories. If we depend on just one coding system, we will have data items that we cannot code. Of course, everything we record does not fit within these categories. Then what do we do? So let's take a look at a specific data element, gender, and see how complicated even a simple data element might be. So what happens if we are defining gender, and here we have a value set, the possible answers to gender, of male and female, and then unknown. But I don't know whether unknown means that I just simply haven't asked the person or haven't seen the person, or does it mean that I really can't tell, either because it's a transvestite, for example, and I don't know by dress, or anatomically I really can't tell what I'm talking about. So how do we distinguish the gender if we're talking about X and Y chromosomes? So there is the distinction between what we call administrative gender, which is simple male, female, and some degree of unknown, and clinical gender, which gets into a more specific definition of what gender means, and we'll talk about this more in future discussions. So look at the two definitions of unknowns. If I just use the word unknown, which am I talking about? So is this definition sufficient? This slide shows a list of some of the more commonly used terminologies or control vocabularies in the U.S. today. There are over 400 different terminologies, as we have already noted, in use in the USA today. How do we know which to use and for what purpose? In many cases, the receiving agency of our report will dictate what terminologies that we will use. For example, CMS requires us to use ICD-9 codes and CPT codes as part of a set of codes that we use. So how do we know? Is it any wonder that we're having trouble sharing and understanding clinical data when many of these code sets are used but not consistently? In the next subunit, we'll explore each of these, most of these major terminologies in use today, and try to understand why solving the terminology problem has been so difficult. Semantic interoperability is still unobtainable. Even now, the U.S. government and others are looking for ways around this problem. Can we succeed with a partial semantic interoperability? Or is interoperability a binary function? Are you either interoperability or not? If the word we don't understand causes an unnecessary death, then we must go all the way and agree that interoperability is a binary function. The next subunit discusses what is in use and later how we might approach a solution to this problem.